Alpha, Station Fox.
That's Station Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess they're re-beaconing the 3-4 out on the 3-9 because I'm getting the beacon on the 3-9 APRS frequency also.
Yeah, I think N0TI was going to do that. I gated for us, or if it wasn't him, it might have been somebody else. But yeah, they should be up there.
Yep, I'm copying it. 33.7 miles, looks like southwest of me, at about 45,000 feet.
Yeah, I got 47,200 right now. You bet. That's the one. So that's fun. And I think that's how the Find You folks are getting it.
Roger that. K0ULN, Station Fox, standing by.
Alpha, this is Echo.
This is Alpha, go ahead.
Oh, Roger, we are on location, grid location 35.6, top 54.6.
.6, .54.6, is that correct?
That's a roger, K0JLZ.
Very good, WB3JGV Station Zulu, W0GH.
Hey, Marty, this is Zulu.
Hey, Paul, you should have enough now to make, to try to start taking some bearings there, and I'll let you go at your leisure there. Let's keep it at about 15 minutes until we get everybody in position, and then that balloon pop, we'll bring it down probably to 10. So. But you have three guys out there now. Actually, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 out there now.
Roger, I copy 4, Marty. We'll go in, let's see, it's 33 now. We'll go in one minute, guys. First bearing. Bearing mark in 1 minute. Over.
Okay, Paul, give them a little time to get out of their trucks and do what they got to do. They're going to be taking a bearing for the first time, so give them about 5 minutes. That'd be good.
Okay, sure. 35, we'll go at 40. WB3JZV. We'll go at 940. First one.
Excellent, Paul. And we're at 49,000 feet here, and right over the town of Windsor, just a little bit north of it. WA0GH.
Station Delta.
That's Alpha, go ahead.
Okay, we are stopped. We are about 10 miles from 85. We're at grid coordinates 21.9, comma 61.5. Copy.
Okay, very good. Driving with one hand, riding with the other, and playing with the computer with the other hand. Very good, thank you. Paul, did you get that?
Roger.
Very good. Always quick in the draw. You must have your fuzzy slippers on. You're pretty relaxed there today.
I know where those bagels are if I need one.
Yeah, did I get one of those? Boy, the tumbleweeds out here are just outstanding, man. They are bigger than Dallas and blowing around. Quite the deal. Okay, thanks, Paul. W0GDA, so I'll let you take it for the bearings.
Hey, Paul, this is Mark, K0JHQ, you there?
Yeah, Mark, go ahead.
Take bearings off of Mike's beacon or mine on 145,600, over.
Well, Marty was planning to ask the guys to make sure they did yours at some juncture, but really it's a random thing. Whatever the guys
know, this is a test flight of that beacon. The APRS is soft, but the beacon seems to be rock solid, and I would really appreciate taking a bunch of bearings off of mine just to see how it works out.
Okay, we'll do that on the next one. It'll make a point of doing that exclusively off your beacon. If you'd fire it up for us. I still don't have that programmed in yet. I'm still driving. So you can fire it up from your location, can't you?
Affirmative.
AU0VH.
Mark, you can fire it up on the next bearing there, can't you?
Yes, Marty, that's affirmative. I can do that, no problem. I can check AU0VH. Jack, we're getting ready to bearings here. Can you hold off for a minute?
Yeah, meet me on 449-225 when you get a chance. I got a question for you, and I'll be clear. AU0VH.
Hey, Jack, thanks. AU0GH. Take a call.
Hey, 2 minute warning, guys. 2 minute warning. WV3JZV. Warning, guys. 1 minute to the first bearing mark. WV3JZV. Fifteen second warning. WV3JZV.
Thank you.
that. Does he need bearings yet, or is he still booting?
Still booting up there, Paul?
Yeah, darn it. I just lost it again. Got a power problem here, Marty, and I'm on low power with this puppy. Every time I key down, I've lost it. So I'm going to rearrange the equipment here. Anybody who had the original 940 bearing, hold your XY and your bearing, if you would, and we'll pick it up as soon as I get this squared away. WB3JZ.
Okay, Paul, good luck. WB0JZ.
Okay, very good.
at 10 o'clock bearing. Okay, tracking team, we'll take a bearing at 10 o'clock, which is about 5 minutes from now, and we'll record the 940 information also at that time. So the Azure OGH.
True.
K0, T, or yeah, TT0, TP0.
Foxtrot.
Station Foxtrot, can I copy?
100%.
Okay. Now, 50,36, 259 degrees true, 259.
Tracker's estimated fix for 10 a.m. is minus 2.2, 32.2, and round numbers minus 2, 32. N0 LP, Station India, are you there with a 10 a.m. GPS, please?
This is India, this is India. At 10 a.m., the balloon was at 7,44, N0 LP.
Roger. Thank you, Nick. Separation is round numbers 15 miles. And tracker performance, Bravo, 20 degrees off. Charlie, 5 degrees off. Delta, 4 degrees off. Echo, 10 degrees off. Foxtrot, 22 degrees off. WB3JZV, next one will be at 10:15, but I'm going to rerun or run the first time, the 940, for those that want to. Stand by while I set up.
Go ahead, Rick.
So the balloon is moving really slowly up at altitude. And so right now it's about 15 miles south. Oh, well, it's 10 miles south of its predicted burst. And it's at 86,000 feet, so. And it's also approximately 6 miles west of the predicted burst. So the predicted touchdown could be similarly effective. And when it bursts, I'll have a touchdown prediction for you based on the effect of it.
So this is Echo.
Yeah, you're one of the guys we're going to adjust. Go ahead.
I kind of figured that. Just wanted to give a report on signal quality for the 600. That's what our last bearing was on. Very poor. It was very hard to get a bearing on it because it wouldn't stay on. And I know that Mark said that he was going to at 10, but he didn't do it as far as we could tell. And so it was very hard to get a good bearing on that K0JLZ.
Thanks, Jim. I had some problems hitting it. We were driving through the town at the time. Hopefully the next one will be a little bit better. Thank you, K20JHQ.
Okay. Some comments on the quality of the signal on that one, W0GH.
The quality of the signal was good. No problem hearing the signal at all. Just getting a bearing on it was very poor. K0JLZ.
And that was because of timing, is that correct?
Roger.
Now, I think Mark can give us a steady dead carrier there for a period of time. I think that'll be just fine. Okay, very good. And the next time, we'll also take one on the 145-600. We'll try that one more time, and then we'll move back to our standard beacon of the HROD gauge. Paul, go ahead and take it if you want that 940 thing.
Roger, thanks, Marty. Station Bravo, do you have your 940, please?
Yes, 14.1, 54.7, 178 true.
Thank you. Station Charlie.
Station Charlie, 27.6, 49.7, at 230 degrees true, KB0 wire true.
Thank you. Delta.
21.9 by 61.5, 216 true.
Thank you. Station Echo.
Station Echo, 35.6, 54.6, at 240 true. Casey, clear.
Thank you. And Station Foxtrot, did you have one, Mark? Rest?
Yeah, copy 50,36, 251 degrees true.
Thank you. And Station Golf, you didn't have one yet, did you?
Not yet, we were mobile. I'm going to be set up for the next one here.
have a 940 GPS fix? Station India from Zulu.
I have it in 0-6-7.
To me, Rick. Nick's probably busy.
7.3,40.
Comma 40.7.
Affirmative.
Okay, guys, that was 18 miles as the crow flies off, and the performance, Bravo, 28 degrees absolute error, Charlie, 16 degrees, Delta almost a strike there, 1 degree error, Echo, 4 degrees error, Ratchet, guys, and Foxtrot, 25. The next bearing will be at 10:15 in about 6 minutes. WB3, JZD clear.
Zulu, India.
Oh, India.
Paul, I might have missed your call. I've got the 940 data if you want it, sir.
Your second was in there right at the right moment, so I grabbed it from Rick. Next, thanks.
Catch it.
No, thank you.
Enduro LP. Thank you, Rick.
Golf. Golf.
Golf. India, Golf. Request grid translations for my current position. Over. NZRLP will help us with that. NZRLP India, can you help Golf out?
Yeah, just one second.